भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट नंबर 18। यमराज इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज मैसेंजर्स। भूतानि विष्णु सुरा पूजितानि दुर्दर्शा लिंगानि महद्भूतानि रक्षन्ति तद्भक्तिमता परेभ्यो मतश्चमर्त्यन् अतः सर्वतश्च भूतानि विष्णुसुरपूजितानि दुर्दर्शलिङ्गानि महाद्भूतानि रक्षन्ति तद्भक्तिमतः परेभ्यो मतश्च मर्त्यम् अतः सर्वतश्च भूतानि विष्णुसुरपूजितानि दुर्दर्शलिङ्गानि महाद्भूतानि रक्षन्ति तद्भक्तिमतः परेभ्यो मतश्च मर्त्यम् अतः सर्वतश्च भूतानि विष्णुसुरपूजितानि दुर्दर्शलिङ्गानि महाद्भूतानि रक्षन्ति तद्भक्तिमतः परेभ्यो मतश्च मर्त्यम् अतः सर्वतश्च। तानि विष्णुसुरपूजितानि दुर्दर्शलिङ्गानि महाद्भूतानि रक्षन्ति भक्तिमता परेभ्यो मतश्च मर्त्यम् अतः सर्वतश्च भूतानि विष्णुसुरपूजितानि दुर्दर्शलिङ्गानि महाद्भूतानि रक्षन्ति तद्भक्तिमतः परेभ्यो मतश्च मर्त्यम् अतः सर्वतश्च तानि विष्णुसुरपूजितानि दुर्दर्शलिङ्गानि महाद्भूतानि रक्षन्ति तद्भक्तिमतः परेभ्यो मतश्च मध्यम् अतः सर्वतश्च। माताजीस् भूतानि विष्णुसुरपूजितानि दुर्दर्शलिङ्गानि महाद्भूतानि रक्षन्ति तद्भक्तिमतः परेभ्यो मतश्च मर्त्यम् अतः सर्वतश्च तानि विष्णुसुरपूजितानि दुर्दर्शलिङ्गानि महाद्भूतानि रक्षन्ति तद्भक्तिमतः परेभ्यो मतश्च मर्त्यम् अतः सर्वतश्च भूतानि विष्णुसुरपूजितानि दुर्दर्शलिङ्गानि महद्भूतानि prakshanti tad bhakti mata parebhyo matascha matyam atasaravatascha bhutani, living entities or servants Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu, Surapujitani, who are worshipped by the demigods, Durdarshalingani, possessing forms not easily seen, Mahadbhutani, greatly wonderful, Rakshanti, they protect, Tadbhaktimata, the devotees of the Lord, Parebhya, from others who are inimical, Matak, from me, Yamaraj and my order carriers, Cha, and Martyam, the human beings, Ata, thus, Saravata, from everything, Cha, and, translation, the order carriers of Lord Vishnu, who are worshipped even by the demigods, possess wonderful bodily features exactly like those of Vishnu and are very rarely seen. The Vishnu Dutas protect the devotees of the Lord from the hands of enemies, from envious persons, and even from my jurisdiction, as well as from natural disturbances. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yamaraj has specifically described the qualities of the Vishnu Dutas to convince his own servants not to be envious of them. Yamaraj warned the Yamadutas that the Vishnu Dutas are worshipped and worshipped with respectful obeisances by the demigods and are always very alert to protect the devotees of the Lord from the hands of enemies, from natural disturbances, and from all dangerous conditions in this material world. Sometimes the members of the Krishna Consciousness Society are afraid of the impending danger of world war and ask what would happen to them if a war should occur. In all kinds of danger, they should be confident of their protection by the Vishnu Dutas or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Konteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranasyati. Material danger is not meant for devotees. This is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Param Param Yadvi Param Natesam. In this material world, there are dangers at every step, but they are not meant for devotees who have fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. The pure devotees of the Lord, of Lord Vishnu may rest assured of the Lord's protection, and as long as they are in this material world, they should fully engage in devotional service by preaching the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna, namely the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani, Durdarsha Lingani Mahad Bhutani, Rakshanti Tad Bhakti Mata Parebhyo, Matascha Martyam At Sarvatascha. The order carriers of Lord Vishnu, who are worshipped even by the demigods, possess wonderful bodily features exactly like those of Vishnu and are very rarely seen. The Vishnu Dutas protect the devotees of the Lord from the hands of enemies, from envious persons, and even from my jurisdiction, as well as from natural disturbances. Om Agyanata Virandasya Yananjara Shalakaya Chaksur Un Militam Jainatas Maisvira Venama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, Srila Prabhupada points out the duty of a Krishna conscious person. They should be fully engaged in devotional service, specifically by preaching the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna, namely the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. It's interesting how Prabhupada calls it the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. I guess there's other Hare Krishna movements that are not of Krishna consciousness, but we are the Hare Krishna movement. Srila Prabhupada's movement is the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. And the method here for staying out of the grips of Yamaraj and for being in the protection of the Vishnu Dutas is preaching. Plain and simple. Srila Prabhupada started this movement, the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness, out of great compassion for fallen conditioned souls. His great compassion, we may not feel such dynamic great compassion, but at least we have some feeling what Prabhupada felt and some feeling ourselves that this world is a very difficult place. Padam padam yad vipadam na tesam. There's danger at every step of this material world. One may think that I'm living very nicely. One poet, he was actually a follower of Srila Prabhupada, famous poet, passed away 10 years ago. He wrote one poem. All your life you thought it would last. Your friends, your life, your family, till they're drunk away, or shot away, or die away from you. Is a song called The Writings on the Wall. Means that this is Martyaloka. Even the word here for human beings, Prabhupada translates the word, where was it? What was the word in this verse? Martyam? Matascha Martyan. Atasarvatas. So Prabhupada says Martyan means the human beings. But Martya is taken from the word, Sanskrit scholars help me, Mrityu, which means those who are preparing for death. So human beings are known as Martyan. This material world is known as Martyaloka, the place of death. Not that the Bhagavatam is pessimistic. It's actually a fact. We think in our youthfulness that all this discussion of birth, death, disease, old age, that it's a little pessimistic. That I'm born, I die, I get old, I get diseased. But anyone who has clarity of vision, just a little bit clarity of vision, can see that these things are quite evident. Everyone has their cross to bear. Everyone has carrying some disease throughout their life. So many diseases. Everyone has to get old. You can't get away from it. And the concomitant miseries that come with old age. Everyone has to die. It is Martyaloka. We all have to die. Therefore, Krishna so kindly, because his activities are paritranaya sadunam, vina shaya chaduskritam. He comes to annihilate the demonic, and to deliver those that are devotees. He comes to protect the devotees and annihilate the demons, just like Lord Ram. He was banished to the forest for 14 years. And while he was in the forest, he ultimately went to the Dandaka forest. There were many great saints and sages, devotees of the Lord. Actually, it's described in Nectar Devotion that those yogis and saints who were living in the Dandaka forest in Janastan, performing great austerities and penances, so much in love with Lord Ram and Sita, Lakshman, they came back later, those same sages of Dandaka, to be the gopis of Vrindavan, to be Krishna's gopis. It's a Nectar of Devotion. So Ram was in the forest of Dandaka, and the sages there were being harassed and harangued by the Rakshasas, headed by this Kara, Trishula, and Dushana, terrible Rakshasas, invincible almost, of the Janastan, of the Dandaka forest. The story goes, the history goes, that their sister, the sister of Ravana, her name was Suparnaka. She came upon Ram, Lakshman, and Sita in Dandaka, and she was very attracted to Lord Ram, because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all attractive. And she began to make advances towards Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramachandra at the time was in a playful mood, and he told her that, actually, I'm a married man. Sita's my wife, and I'm monogamous. And although you're very beautiful, and I'm sure you'd make a lovely wife, she was a hideous Rakshasi, Suparnaka. She was hideous. But Ram was saying, you're very pretty, and as men often do. Sometimes the women class, they're very moved because someone tells them, oh, you're very pretty. Oh, that sari looks very good on you today, Mataji. Someone actually told me that they like working outside because men compliment them on their good looks. And I was thinking, there's nothing lower than construction workers whistling at some innocent woman passing by. Yet the materialistic woman considers that to be a great praise. You're really looking good today, Mataji. So Ramchandra told Suparnaka, you're really looking good, and I would definitely consider this. But alas, I'm married to Sita. I'm monogamous, and I can't really get into this at all. But my brother, Lakshman, he's single, and I'm sure you'd like him very much. So she went to Lakshman. Lakshman said, no, actually, you're right. Ram is the best looking, and he's powerful. He can handle more than one woman. I'm just the servant here. Don't get involved with me. So she became frustrated, maybe realized they were playing with her, and went to attack Sita. At that time, was it Lakshman or was it Ram? I think Lakshman. Lakshman cut off, disfigured her. He didn't want to kill the woman, even she was Rakshasi. They cut off her nose and her ears. So she went crying back to her brothers, Kara, what is it, Trishula, and Dushana, I believe, her brothers. Also her brother Ravana, who was in Sri Lanka. These were the brothers who were at the outpost of Janistan in the Dandaka forest. And they sent their best men forward, 14 big Rakshasas. They were all defeated by Ram single-handedly. Then they came with the entire army. They were so outraged that a man could do such a thing. They came with the entire army, and Ram, being true to his promise, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam, he came. One of his purposes was to rid the forest of the Rakshasas and to make life more peaceful and happy for the his servants, the saints and sages. So he destroyed single-handedly the entire army of Kara and also destroyed those brothers of Suparnaka and Ravana, which, of course, later started all of the trouble with Ravana and the entire story of the Ramayana. But point being is that Krishna comes, Krishna is there, he promises to protect his devotees, to make it so the devotees can pursue the Krishna consciousness movement, the Krishna, what does Prabhupada say? The Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. And that the demons are destroyed. We have to rest assured. Even if one has difficulty, just like Prabhupada mentions here, the devotees were asking, what will we do, Srila Prabhupada, if there's world war? I remember when devotees were asking in the 70s, and Prabhupada had said that soon there'll be a war, and all the major countries of the world, all the major cities, will be destroyed. The only way you could stop it is by chanting and distributing my books, Prabhupada said, isn't it? By massive book distribution, which devotees were engaged in and are still engaged in to some extent, to a large extent. The devotees asked, what will we do during the war? What will be our business? And Prabhupada actually said that just like the first aid, Red Cross, Prabhupada said, that just like the Red Cross, that we would come and provide comfort for people, give people Krishna consciousness and give people prasadam, help people. That, and then someone else said, if there's nuclear war, what do we do, Srila Prabhupada? I think Ramaswar had asked, isn't it? Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna. Very simple, confirmed instruction. Just chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada gave the instruction. He didn't come forward himself, push himself forward, such a big person. I think we were hearing the other day, someone was saying, that we never see Srila Prabhupada pushed himself forward like this Paramahamsa Yogananda or some of these other so-called big yogis. Prabhupada pushed forward the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and he himself stayed in the background. Someone was saying, was it in class? Someone was saying that they met someone and they never heard. They'd been in the yoga world. No, someone told me that they met someone who'd been in the yoga world, knew about Krishna consciousness since they were very young, since the 70s, but they never heard of Srila Prabhupada, or they never saw Srila Prabhupada. Of course, he's on the back of every book, he's on the front page of every book. But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada didn't push himself forward. He pushed the chanting of Hare Krishna. He pushed Krishna, the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. He pushed Krishna forward. And he himself remained very meek and humble. So much so that people know about the Hare Krishna movement. But even this so-called big yogi didn't recognize Srila Prabhupada. Now they do. So our business, following in Srila Prabhupada's footsteps and, of course, pushing Srila Prabhupada forward, if we want to be saved from the onslaught of Janma Mrityu Charavyadi Dukkha Dosha Nidarshanam, that's coming to everyone. The writing is on the wall. Old age, disease, and death and birth are coming to everyone. If we want to stay free from Dukkha Dosha Nidarshanam, then Srila Prabhupada says within the purport here, we have to go and preach Krishna consciousness. Then we have to engage in our real business of pushing on the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. Not that we just make ourselves very comfortable, that's nice. We make a nice situation and we're chanting. We get a great job and try to live a wonderful life and have all the beautiful amenities of life and call ourselves a devotee because we believe in Krishna. That's not what saves us from the Yamadutas. According to this purport, Prabhupada says we have to go and preach Krishna consciousness. That whatever situation we're in, just like in the temple up in San Jose, people are working, normal jobs, engineers, very nice jobs, but all day Saturday, all day Sunday, they're going out and preaching the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna. And the weekdays, they're arranging their life for preaching the message of Krishna consciousness. It's not good enough that we just sit and chant and be happy. That's Prabhupada wanted. That's one of the goals, that we also chant and be happy, of course. The whole world chant and be happy. But specifically, as disciples of the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness, and servants of the Vishnu Dutas and Lord Krishna and our spiritual master, our business is to vigorously preach, to vigorously go out and give people Srila Prabhupada's books, give Hare Kirtan, and give Krishna Prasadam. This is our main business. Even we're not so comfortable, even there are grave difficulties in the world and around us, we'll be saved from the hands of the Yamadutas by engaging in this preaching mission. This was the mood of our spiritual master, and this is the actual business of the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. If we take it up, then we're assured. Kaunteya aprati janihi name bhakta pranasiti. We're assured Krishna's protection is assured. It doesn't mean that we won't be killed and we won't die. Of course, this body has to die. It's martyaloka. But we're assured of engaging in devotional service in our next life, of taking up exactly where we left off. So therefore, there's a grave responsibility to come to the highest platform in this life, to be able to take advantage of our situation, make the best use of the bad bargain meaning this material world, martyaloka, best use meaning to come to the highest platform of pushing on the Sankirtan mission. So many millions of people in this world, they're all getting involved with so many political movements and social movements. But the real movement that they need to be introduced to and they need to take up is the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. So this is our business, actually our main business. The more we do this, then the more we're assured of being protected by the Vishnu Dutas at the time of death. So many stories that someone is passing away and they have different visions for myself. I was recently in a situation where I thought I was passing away. Doctor said, actually, you can go for 45 minutes without breathing. Then you pass away. Of course, in that 45 minutes, I think a lot of your brain starts to deteriorate and you become pretty sad shape. But you'd still be alive, they said, in the hospital, they were saying. Once you stop breathing completely, you still have 45 minutes. So we were still breathing, and somehow in my mind I was thinking, well, I still want to go to Japan. And being of my parents being Jewish and me being born into the Jewish nature, I was thinking if I pass away now, I'll save $1,600 on traveling to Japan. And I can actually go free of charge. Of course, you'd have to be born in a womb in Japan and take so many years of growing up in Japan and be conditioned in so many difficulties. But I was thinking this could be the cheap ticket, the easy ticket to Japan. I think Nikatma pointed out $1,600 for the ticket, but we probably have to pay $3,000 to burn you downtown to do the cremation. Confirmed. So I realized that it wouldn't be worth it with my accounting mentality, that it was a loss of money. And probably I'd take birth as some kind of geisha girl anyway. Because you're not assured. Was I engaging 24/7 in spreading Krishna consciousness? Is questionable. Is very questionable. 24 hours a day means 24 hours in a day. 100% devotional service means 100%. Not 50%, not 30%, 100%. So we're all given more chances to engage 100% in preaching the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. so that we'll be saved from any hellish type of life and be protected by the Vishnudutas and saved from not seeing the Yamadutas. Any questions or discussion? All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga and the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. I didn't make that up. That's here in the book. Chuna ka kaise hai.